Well, I think there's, you know, obviously all three guys are different in their own rights. You know, certainly Sean Matthias. Sean's someone that we'd had some interest in the past on, and at different points in time when he's come up in the free agency world. And, you know, the fit was right. You know, he can play different positions. He can play center. He can play wing. Can kill penalties. Big body. Always around the net. You know, again, I think that, you know, he's shown some good things. We changed teams there last year, showed that he can adapt to, you know, different systems pretty quickly. You know, again, I think, you know, he'll fit in nicely where he can kind of move around the lineup and provide different things, you know, at different points in time. Quentin Howden, a young player, you know, had obviously a good year last year playing at the National Hockey League. You know, we really believe that, you know, there's still more to give, more to grow with him. I think, you know, obviously the youth is something that'll serve him well, and there is more to his ceiling yet. And then obviously with Brian Strait, you know, he's a player that has played at the National Hockey League level for a period of time here now, and you know, gives us some different options, from a depth as to and the competition side of things. And, you know, again, I think it's, you know, again, there's obviously teams that make big splashes. I think, you know, obviously we addressed some needs today and feel very comfortable with, you know, with what we came up with at the end of the day.
You talked about the competition aspect. What do you, I mean, it looks like this is going to be harder to make this team than it's ever been before. What does all that internal competition do, both at this level and at the AHL level?
Well, I think, again, it's, you know, you've heard me talk about it many, many times. It's something that you would like to achieve or get to. And, you know, certainly, you know, you don't ever want to get into training camp where something is an absolute given. And I think that, you know, competition in any and all positions is very healthy. So, again, we'll see how the summer continues to play out, you know, with different things. But, you know, today was, you know, a good step forward in you know, creating that internal, you know, type of situation.
A lot of rumors surrounding Jacob Trouba the last couple days, the last week or so. How does that affect you doing your job, and where are you averaging right now?
Rumors are part of the game, certainly in a Canadian market. In the Twitter world that we're in, if you sit and worry and listen and watch and read or do all those things, you won't have any time to do your job. So, you know, nothing's really changed from our focus on trying to get all our RFAs signed.
How far down did you get on your to-do list today, Kevin?
Well, you know, when you get to a day like today, your to-do list gets kind of put to the side, and you focus on the task at hand here with respect to free agency. It's a whirlwind. You know, the interview period is a I think it's still a unique concept to the league. Like, it's still trying to, you know, a lot of teams are still trying to maneuver their way through it. You know, I think you saw a lot of teams at 12:01 or 11:01, I guess, here, you know, certainly put things to bed as far as the contracts go. So it's an interesting time, that period. But what it does serve for you, I guess, is you find out how legitimately you might be in on someone or not. You know, whether you need to spend any more energy, time, or focus on trying to go in that direction. So, you know, today was a pretty methodical day for us, you know, within the room as far as how we attacked it, how we approached, you know, the different things. We knew who was going to go early, you know, those things transpired, and you you know where you're going to go after that.
Some of those high-profile guys were brought in for visits. Did you guys have any?
Yeah, no, we did not bring anybody in.
Unrelated, Jamie Phillips, is he still an option?
Yeah, he's still an option. We own his rights. We've had several conversations with his camp, but, you know, we still own his rights.
Kevin, did you reach out in the interview period to any of the three players that you signed today?
We've had conversations with the agents. You know, certainly with the draft, with the period opening up on the second day of the draft, essentially, there's an opportunity to, whether myself or Larry Simmons or Zinger, to reach out to a lot of these different players, or at least agents, and you know, get a conversation going. And then at various different times throughout the week, you have different update meetings or different update conversations. But, you know, so it's different for each player.
Kevin,
why did you sign Sean Mathias? To be your third line center, your fourth line center?
No, I don't think we're focusing as him on a center position. I think we're focusing on him being, you know, the ability to play a lot of different positions. I think the unique thing, not unique, the thing that really, you know, steps out is, you know, penalty killing for us. We were looking to add, you know, someone to come in there and give us a little more, you know, another option, I guess, for Paul to use, you know, on the penalty killing side of it. You know, he can play center. He has played center. But again, you know, that I wouldn't say where he's penciled in yet. That's really for Paul to decide. You've got you know, some very good options you know, there with Perreault, with Burmistrov, with you know, with Sean. It's good to have options, I guess.
How would you describe the climate or the reception over the last little bit when you have approached free agents? I know that it's something that we talk about.
You know, again, there's each free agent has their own story, you know, where they might want to go, where they might not go. Obviously, you see this, you know, we saw it played out on the grandest scale, you know, this year with some extremely high-profile players that, you know, were potentially going to leave some very good markets. You know, you just don't know. So everybody has their own, you know, situation, but and you're respectful of it. But, you know, that's, I guess, what you find out during the interview process. But what you do find out is when you sit down and you talk and you explain where we are at, you know, as an organization, if there is not a specific reason why someone wants to go somewhere or someone doesn't want to go somewhere, then they're receptive. They're receptive to what, you know, what's going on here, what's transpiring. You know, they certainly know the, you know, the guys like Dustin Byfuglien signing. They know Blake Wheeler. They know, obviously, you know, our young guys in Trouba and Scheifele. They know Nikolai Ehlers, and certainly they know Patrick Laine. So they see those things. They see the youth, the plan that's in place. They know, you know, that there is a you know, a plan in place that we've been, you know, trying to methodically execute, you know, since the day that we got here. So there's receptiveness to that. But again, when a player has the right to go to free agency, you know, they'll choose where they want to go.
Obviously, he's still trying to add, but did being able to select Patrick second overall, did that address a need that you would have had to have otherwise sought out?
Well, again, I think it it creates that level of excitement of knowing that you have a you know, a potential, you know, top player within your midst. Being able to select the number two, but winning the lottery gives you those options. It gives you that flexibility to maybe look at things through a different lens, you know, at different points in time. But that's like anything. Like, so sitting here today, when I go back to the office, I can look at things differently now, knowing, you know, what I have, you know, in the books for the coming season. So in this game, you don't know what you have until you have it. And obviously, we still got to get to training camp you know, unfortunately, Patrick won't be on the ice here for a development camp. You'd love to get a glimpse of him, although, you know, I've been fortunate to see him play many times. It would have been nice, you know, to have him see, have the market be able to see him here. But again, it does give you, you know, some exciting things. I know that, you know, whether it's guys, you know, doing texting or tweeting or whatever they do to after the draft, they were pretty excited. But I know internally, you know, getting text messages from some of the players and just the excitement level that being able to draft Patrick internally within the confines of the team and the room, those are pretty exciting moments.
Just one more.
Sure.
Just the where you are with your RFAs right now, with Fox continuing to progress, are you farther along?
Well, I think every conversation you have, you're farther along in some respects. And but again, I think out of fairness to the whole thing, it's hard to give a day by day account of where things are going. You know, today's a day in the process of the National Hockey League. It's almost like it's day one. July 1st is kind of like the, you know, I know after the Stanley Cup ends, it's the start of the off season, but July 1 is kind of like the official start of the off season now. So. You know, there's different processes and everything that, you know, you keep on, you know, going through. Doesn't look like we're going to have any players that are ARB eligible, so that's something you don't have to, you know, wrap your head around type thing and try and deal with. But, you know, the RFAs, all of them, you know, we'll have to get to them in short order.
I know you didn't have many of them, but in UFAs, have you decided to move away from all of them, or specifically Thomas Ralph, obviously, had a good story at camp and a tough year of injuries, he said. cooperation agreement, but he's still interested in the NHL dream,
is that an option? Yeah, I think we'll move past that and give you know, the opportunities certainly to the guys that you know, we signed today, but also to the young players that we have within the organization that have you know, taken steps and are moving towards you know, competition towards spots at the National Hockey League level.
Would that apply to Matt Hellstrom as well?
Yeah, you know, at this point in time, I don't see an NHL contract for Matt Hellstrom. You know, again, there's still the opportunities maybe out there, but you know, sitting here today, last conversations we had, you know, we haven't reached out and offered anything yet.
You've been through it a few times now with the development camp. What are the biggest things you're looking for this new group?
Well, we have a, I guess we're tweaking it a little bit this year. We're going to have another scrimmage involved just to get you know, a little bit more opportunity for the players to get on the ice and have some fun and show some of their things. But this whole week is about teaching. It's about the off-ice teaching, certainly for the new guys coming in. It's about us learning a little bit more about their bodies, their individual, you know, training situations and the such. And then also teaching them, you know, our expectations. You know, for the guys that are going to be at training camp, what our expectations of testing are going to be like at training camp. What Paul's looking for, you know, when we get to that regard. So that's the biggest focus, I think, that we look for. It's not an evaluation camp. You're not sitting here making the team or not making the team based on what you do at development camp. But you're revealing to us, our development staff, our you know, assistant coaches, our head coach at the Moose level, where a lot of these guys are you know, maybe starting out, what they need to work on and where they need to go, and help us build a plan for, you know, each and every player moving forward.
One last one. I know it's not a Jets contract, but it's a part of the organization. One of your players was in the news for negative reasons, for lack of a better term. Did some of the organizations speak with Darren about that? And was that a concern at all as you brought him back?
Well, certainly it's always you know, always a concern, and you know, that has been, you know, spoken. You know, the player has reached out to us, or reached out to us right away, and you know, Zinger had some conversations with him. Can't really comment on the whole situation yet, other than, you know, certainly you don't like seeing that, but you know, he's a very respectful you know, player, and you know, someone that I think is very remorseful. I can't really comment much more on where that process is at.
You've talked in the past about bolstering your left side D. Obviously, straight helps with that. Is that it for that, or are you still looking for?
No, I think, again, you know, if you look at the, you know, with the, where the competition is, I think it just adds to the competition on the left side D. You know, you've got, you know, guys like, obviously, Jacob can play left side with Tyler Myers and Bufflin and Enstrom. We got really good four, you know, top guys that'll probably eat the majority of the minutes there. So, you know, so from that standpoint, you know, we were looking at just adding, you know, someone within the organization from a left shot, you know, standpoint, and certainly Brian addresses that.